Social Responsibility presents Vermont Conversations with David Goodman, exploring ideas with innovators, change makers, business leaders, politicians, and activists. This special feature from Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility is underwritten in part by the University of Vermont Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. By the Alchemist Brewery, serving the greater Waterbury community and Vermont since 2003. By Fairpoint Communications, small businesses make it big with Fairpoint. By Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development. By Green Mountain Power, partnering with customers to promote clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. And by National Life Insurance, for more than 150 years working for a better tomorrow, as well as over 750 VBSR members. Here's David Goodman.
Welcome to this week's Vermont Conversation. This week, we're going to look at a quarter century of socially responsible business in Vermont. Yes, this is the 25th anniversary of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, which, as you just heard, is a sponsor of this show. One of the things that they're doing to mark that is that tomorrow there will be a celebration of change-making at 5:30 at American Flatbread in Waitsfield. Anyone is invited, and everyone is invited. VBSR was founded in 1990 by a group of business people who wanted to pioneer a new focus for business, the multiple bottom line. They believe businesses have as much responsibility to workers, communities, and the environment as they do to being financially successful. Well, here to talk about the evolution of VBSR from idea to reality now 25 years later, we are going to be joined throughout the hour by a variety of people who played a role in the socially responsible business movement and VBSR specifically over the last quarter century. In this half hour, we're joined by Dave Barish, who was a co-founder of VBSR, is a longtime social entrepreneur, worked for Ben & Jerry's, and is currently a director of new ventures for Vermont Energy Investment Corporation. We're also joined by Allison Hooper, a co-founder of Vermont Creamery, a former VBSR board member in the early 1990s, and she was on the original board of the Vermont Sustainable Jobs Fund. Also with us this half hour is Bruce Safer. He was an early board member of VBSR and a member of Mayor Bernie Sanders' administration in Burlington, who worked on the business side of things and was instrumental in VBSR's launch. Dave Barish, Allison Hooper, and Bruce Safer, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you,
Bruce Safer, just to get it straight.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. So let's start with Dave Barish. Dave, I think you, I'm not sure if you are the earliest one in on this, in at the conception, but talk about how it came to be that you formed that a statewide socially responsible business organization came together in 1990.
Sure. Thank you, and good afternoon. Hello, Bruce and Allison. There were many of us, some people on the phone and many others that were involved in those early days, and how that came about was the need to express a business view that was different than the traditional mainstream businesses' views, who were taking positions on policy and other issues in the name of business fully throughout Vermont. Some of us had different views in terms of the role of business in a community, which is never neutral, and it can be positive or it could be negative, but it's never neutral, and it came out of that. And I'll leave it there as a start point.
Now, Dave Barish, you were with Ben & Jerry's, I think at that time, or perhaps shortly after, but you were part of a group that jokingly referred to itself as Socialists for Capitalism. Talk about who you were, who they were.
Yes, I was at Ben & Jerry's. I'd started there in 1984, and in the early days, Jerry Greenfield, Ben Cohen, Harry Atkinson, Pat Robbins, and a few other folks whose name escaped me at the moment, began to jokingly but only half jokingly, look to expand the community role in business and businesses' roles in the community. That was an idea that was being fomented, if you will. At the same time, in a parallel way, later in the 80s, there was a development of businesses throughout the country that had an interest in practicing in a more of a multiple bottom line area manner, as you mentioned. And that caused Bruce, Allison, myself, Matt Rubin, a bunch of other folks to get together and design something for Vermont with a particularly uniquely Vermont focus, with a policy and political action component as well as an educational component.
Can you explain, Dave, what is the multiple bottom line? What was it then in 1990, and perhaps how has it evolved to now?
We refer to it as initially as a double bottom line, where there was economic benefits as well as social benefits that accrued to businesses that were both the responsibility of businesses to bring forward, as well as an opportunity for businesses to use that coupling to create a positive impact in their communities, be it local or nationally. And then more recently, as environmental understanding and awareness grew, that became the third bottom line. So it's really now referred to as people, planet, and profits most typically.
Allison Hooper, you're the co-founder of Vermont Creamery, and you were a board member of VBSR in its early days. Can you describe the landscape, the business landscape? You were also a business owner. So what was the business landscape there in the late 80s that led you to want to be involved in this?
Well, I would just echo David's comments about looking for something alternative to the sort of conventional business thinking. There were a number of us who were not wanting to support the notion that environmental regulation and business couldn't coexist, or that taking care of your employees would be a detriment to shareholder value. So we really wanted to try to find like-minded business owners that we could hang out with. And I know that for me, having started in 1984, when I joined the board and then became president in 1992, this was an area I was truly inspired by, Ben and Jerry and Seventh Generation and Matt Rubin and all the folks that were part of this movement. This is where we found our people.
What did it do for you as a new business owner, as a woman business owner? What did being part of this network do for you?
I think it gave us a voice. I had just had two newborn twins when I was president of VBSR, and we had an opportunity to testify in the State House about the things that we cared about. And, whether it was family leave or raising the minimum wage or supporting Act 250, it felt a little bit duplicitous not to speak out for the things that we cared about, and to assure that business was a place where good things could happen for the community and for our employees.
So. You were on the original board of the Vermont Sustainable Jobs Fund. Talk about where that idea even came from. What was the idea of the Sustainable Jobs Fund?
Well, Bruce could tell you more about he's the brainchild for this legislation. The economic development policy early on and to some extent still exists throughout the states is that, we will lure other businesses to move to Vermont. We will give them a tax holiday. We will, waive environmental regulations to get others to settle in Vermont. And the thinking around this was, why not target industries that would be indigenous to Vermont, be they agriculture, forest products. Maybe we would even target something like environmental technologies that in renewable and alternative energy to really create industry clusters here. And we use the word sustainable in the State House, and we lobby, you know, the legislature and the governor. Governor Dean was in office at the time, about a sustainable economy, and one in which we actually look at what's around us and try to grow from within, rather than have the risk of luring companies to Vermont that might then leave, you know, a few years later. So it was a new concept. Talking about sustainability wasn't really part of our vernacular in those days, and so it was kind of, it was considered kind of fringe in the State House. But, you know, amazingly, in a year that we had, we were cutting the budget and we were dealing with deficits, we were able to get some funding for this, and it has endured. It's just been a great program for Vermont.
You're listening to the Vermont Conversation, and this week we're talking about a quarter century of socially responsible business in Vermont. That is, this is the 25th anniversary of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. You can join the conversation by calling 244-1777 or toll-free 877-291-8255. Bruce Safer, you were an early member of VBSR, and just as interestingly, you were a member of Mayor Bernie Sanders' administration in Burlington, and you were the pro-business guy, but Bernie was not really, didn't have a lot of friends in business. Talk about what that was like for you.
Well, good question. Bernie was elected in 1981 as mayor. Economy was doing terrible. There was actually an economic stimulus package at that point, and he set aside $200,000 that the city got and established a business revolving loan fund, which I was hired to create and provide technical assistance to the business community. So I started providing technical advice to the business community and reached out to find out who else was doing this around the state. There was one other fellow, humorously enough, his name was Bob Newhart, and he didn't have a TV show, but he worked for the Small Business Development Center, and we collaborated, and there was also a program called for the Vermont JobStart program started by Governor Snelling to provide small amounts of loans to low-income people to start businesses. And that was the landscape of providing technical support to the business community throughout Vermont. And so it was, I was kind of like the Maytag repair guy. There wasn't a lot of support out there in order to help grow our economy. And as, you know, Allison and Dave have talked about, we were looking for companies that were willing to, you know, help build the community, you know, provide benefits to their employees. And we would provide capital loans to them and provide technical advice. And through that effort, I went to lots of meetings around the state with the traditional business community. And basically what I heard was, no, we didn't want to do this, and no, we didn't want to do that. And when we created Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, we agreed that we would be for things. And we would never say no. We would try to find positive alternatives for things. And so I needed help in order to move an agenda forward that looked on building community and good quality jobs for our residents. And I actually had the group of the Socialists for Capitalism call me up, and another group of socially responsible folks. And I asked a very smart employee to bring them together to create an organization. And after about a half a dozen meetings, I got a yellow sticky that said, this will never work. So then I went to those meetings. And we used to meet with Pat Heffernan and Peg Devlin in downtown Burlington. And eventually we had an organizing meeting. And you don't know what to expect. And it was at Seventh Generation in Colchester. And it was Jerry Greenfield and Will Rapp from Gardner Supply. And my role was to get them interested in politics because we didn't have a lot of political support. And in Burlington at that time, the economy wasn't that great. We had a lot of vacant buildings, and we had businesses moving out of town, and nobody was interested in locating in Burlington. And this organization came together. We found like-minded business people throughout the state of Vermont, including Terry Eric from Hemmings Motor News in Bennington, and Judy Danforth from Danforth Pewterers, and folks at Gardner Supply, as I mentioned, and Bill McClay, who's an architect, Matt Rubin, who had an organic fertilizer business at the time, Ben Batajnik, who was, he sold things that were sold at like Hallmark stores and stuff, and sold his company to a Fortune 500 company. And people like that, Joan Eckert from the Fat Hat Factory, David Berg at the time worked for Vermont National Bank, which had a socially responsible banking fund that I was chair of their advisory committee. And these people came together and found a set of like-minded people throughout the state of Vermont. And we kind of found our tribe. And I think that as Allison and Dave talked about, they got involved politically in Montpelier and could speak about we should raise the minimum wage, even though the traditional business community was not interested in it, and talked about recycling programs and how it's good for the business community. And so for me, working for Bernie all those years created a foundation of business people to get to know each other and realize that, you know, businesses could do well and also do good for the community.
I want to pick up on one of the themes that Bruce mentioned here. Dave Barish, Bruce was saying how VBSR wanted to be involved in politics, and that puts you at odds with the regional group, the New England Businesses for Social Responsibility. So, Dave Barish, could you explain what happened? When and why did VBSR part ways?
Yes, thank you, David. So I go back to Bruce's imagery in the whenever that time was in the 80s in Colchester, Vermont, when we had the initial meetings at what was then the early start of Seventh Generation with Alan Newman and such. And at the time, we had been joined by some colleagues elsewhere in New England who, in a parallel manner, were also developing collective voices for a better way, in our view, to do business, and I would echo Bruce's point about it being for versus against things. And the direction that was occurring nationally was to form groups that would include Whole Foods, Patagonia, and the Ben & Jerry's, the Body Shops of the world, Smith & Hawkins, Erewhon Foods, all the early movers, if you will, in the so-called, what later became known as the social responsibility movement. And the interest elsewhere was to take a purely educational approach. We felt in Vermont that it was a small enough state where we could have access to lawmakers, decision makers, and the like, and there was enough fervor amongst us and realizing that the policy and the regulations are an integral part of moving forward in a progressive manner together to create the landscape for the free market to do its work, because we're all ardent capitalists at the core. We realized that if we were not influencing policy and being a voice for decision makers that was counter to what they were being lobbied, voices that were lobbying them in theory representing Vermont businesses monolithically, that we, A, were not doing what we needed to do, B, that we wouldn't be able to move the ball, and C, we simply didn't agree with people that were representing our view as consistent with everybody other, as others' business. So as a result of that, we decided in the early incorporation and the development of the bylaws of VBSR, Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, VEBSR, to have a policy, take take political positions, take policy positions, and in fact have people in Montpelier to try to help craft the right kind of legislation per our view. This caused many businesses that were uncomfortable. We realized that this would cause some businesses to be uncomfortable in joining the group, and we were fine with that because we wanted to be inclusive and bold at the same time, and this helped to define the group for those that believe the same in the same impact of politics. So Vermont stood alone then and still stands alone 25 years later as the only business group for social responsibility, of which now there are many, many around the country that represent hundreds of thousands of employees, the only one around the country that is independent, not part of a national group, and specifically the only one that has a political component in addition to its educational component.
Allison Hooper from Vermont Creamery, you're here with us in studio. What are some of the policy initiatives that you're proudest of that VBSR has moved in your time with it, which has been its entire lifetime?
Well, let's see. We were instrumental in getting family leave. We were a voice in parental notification, raising the minimum wage. We've often spoken out on the importance of a land use law in Act 250 as a regulatory regulation that's actually good for Vermont. Vermont not having, developed sort of on a rampage in the 80s, actually ended up having an economy that was less fragile in the long run, and I think that our environmental laws have contributed to that. Bruce and David, you can probably name some of the other things that we've worked on in more recent history.
Sustainable Jobs Fund.
Yeah,
that was created. It basically provided what I call skunkworks financing or funding to create a whole range of initiatives, including providing the Cheese Council, right, Allison?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that'll be a good thing to talk about, of how the Sustainable Jobs Fund helped create and support the development of the cheese industry in the state.
Bruce, was there a pushback from the traditional business organizations as VBSR got up off the ground?
I think that, yes, of course. And we, again, try to collaborate. I mean, we were not there to be antagonistic. We were there trying to work collaboratively for the betterment of Vermont. And I think Ben and Jerry's was one of the leaders in the country at the time, and they were, a major supporter of the organization, and Dave represented them, and Jerry also was at the the organizing committee meeting promoting the organization, and they've always supported it. And so there was always this subliminal, subconscious understanding that this company, Ben and Jerry's, was doing good, paying extra for milk to the farmers and doing lots of, giving away product, and that there was a different way of doing business. But there definitely was pushback as it related mostly to the public policy initiatives. I'll give you one example. We eventually hired Julie Davis to be the public policy staffer for VBSR, and one of the things she worked for was to increase the minimum wage. Well, every business group in the state was not happy about that, to say the least. And Julie happened to be my wife. I was not involved with the hiring, but she came home one day, and she was in the lunchroom, and one of the leaders of one of the business organizations literally threw her up against the wall and said, "What are you doing? We're not for raising the minimum wage." Julie came home proud that she actually done the research that actually says if people are paid more, they'll have more money in their pockets, and it's better for the business community, and it's better for the economy.
Okay, Bruce, we're going to have to take a break here for the news, but we'll let you continue the story on the other side. We've been talking to Dave Barish, Allison Hooper, and Bruce Safer about VBSR's 25th. We'll be back just after the news.
Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility is pleased to provide David Goodman's Vermont Conversations with underwriting from National Life Insurance, Fairpoint Communications, by Let's Grow Kids, The Alchemist Brewery, the University of Vermont Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, and Green Mountain Power, as well as over 750 VBSR members.
Welcome back to the Vermont Conversation, where this week we're spending the hour looking at a quarter century of socially responsible business in Vermont. This is the 25th anniversary of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. And as a reminder, VBSR is holding a celebration tomorrow, Thursday, at 5:30 at American Flatbread in Waitsfield to mark this anniversary, and the public is invited. In this half hour, we're keeping on Bruce Safer, who was one of the founding board members of VBSR and a member of Burlington Mayor Bernie Sanders' administration, who was worked with business at that time. And we're also joined by some of the current generation of VBSR staffers and volunteers. Julie Leinberger is a recent board chair. She is an architect from Southern Vermont, and Will Patton was a recent executive director of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. So welcome, Julie, Will, and Bruce. Thanks for staying on.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Julie and David. Bruce and Dave.
Bruce Safer, you were ending our last segment talking about how raising the minimum wage was one of the initiatives that VBSR undertook from its early days that met with some resistance from the existing business organizations. Were early VBSR members nervous about raising the minimum wage too? They are, after all, you know, many of them were small business owners, and this has an impact on their bottom line.
There was a process that we would go through before we would take a stand on any public policy initiatives, where we would gather information from the members. We would discuss where we should focus our energy on, and gather the data and then share it back with them, feed it back to the public policy committee, and then bring it back to the board of directors for approval. So there was a process that was an inclusive process. And in that initiative, there wasn't much debate about that we shouldn't do that. The one issue that we worked on that was divisive was back 24 years ago or 23 years ago, was a discussion about whether or not we should take Hydro-Quebec power, you know, up in the northern Canada. And we lost a couple of members over that. But again, we did the research and realized that we could invest in conservation and efficiency, and we didn't need the power. And if we would create jobs, be better for the environment, hire local people to do the conservation, people's bills would be less, companies' bills would be less, people would be more comfortable. It would put the engineers back to work. At that time, the economy wasn't doing well. But we lost a large construction company who politically didn't think that was a wise move at that time. But there was a lot of public debate about that within the organization, and we decided to be bold and move forward on it. So we have a public process to make those decisions and move forward on it. And one of the things that we did early on was create a sustainable economic development public policy, written at that time by Roberta Harold, who volunteered to be on the committee to do that. Well, we kind of laid out all our initiatives and shared it with the members. And I think that, you know, it was a transparent process and not everybody agreed, and probably not everybody agrees with policies, with all the policies right now, but I think there's a process that's fair, open, and honest.
I'll agree with you on that, Bruce, because this is Julie Leinberger,
an architect and a recent board chair of VBSR. Go ahead.
We lost a few members over the last couple of years when we were trying to, when we backed very clearly the earned sick leave, and there were a number, there were a couple of our members that had been staunch members for years that felt that we were infringing on a business's right to determine their own perks, if you will, their own benefits, and they felt that that was something, and the two companies I'm talking about offered that to their employees, but felt it should not be mandated, that it was what made their company special. And we thought that was very interesting, and they are not participating at the level that they participated before. But I agree with you, Bruce, our public policy initiatives are they're vetted very thoroughly, and we come up with the best that we think works for Vermont and our businesses and our employees and our communities.
Julie Leinberger, so when were you the board chair? What were your years?
Oh, gosh. Well, I stopped being board chair, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and I was board chair for the 4 years previous to that.
So, first of all, you are you're an architect and run an architecture firm in Southern Vermont, Line Sync. What made you decide to be a part of a socially responsible business organization?
Well, interestingly enough, when my husband and I started the firm, he's the architect, I run the business end. We moved to Vermont in 1988, and if you recall, green was just a color then. And when we told people our ideas about we wanted to have everything be, you know, what Joseph calls cheap, but really is back to the original Vermont traditional architecture, how you site a house, you know, how you conserve energy, that we really wanted to do green, and we told them about the business practices we wanted to have for our employees. Every architecture firm that we were associated with, which were many, Joseph graduated from the Harvard Graduate School of Design, they all laughed at us, and they said, you're going to be out of business within 4 years. And here we are 27 years later with 7 employees and doing quite well, thank you very much, with the support of VBSR.
Why didn't you just become a normal architecture firm that, you know, focused on making money and making big buildings?
Well, you know, people talk about what's in their DNA. It just, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do. You know, the right thing to do is to build homes that people can live in for a very long time. The most conservative thing you can do, and we take conservative in its true sense of the word in terms of conservation of a house, is to make it so that it can be adaptable and it can be around. The house we live in now, for example, was built in 1850. And yes, we've added insulation, and yes, we've just done outsolation, which is a new concept Joseph is developing. But the throwaway culture is not good for architecture and not good for energy, and I don't believe it's good for economies or communities.
So you have been involved with VBSR, it sounds like, for almost 2 decades.
Yeah.
How has the policy focus evolved in that time? What are you focused on now that perhaps it wasn't focusing on in the days when Bruce and Dave Barish and Allison were involved in founding the organization?
Well, one of the things is, like I said, the paid sick leave. That was another thing. Will was instrumental. Will was the executive director when I was the board chair. And Will became very involved in a variety of initiatives. Do you want to take that question, Will?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things we were able to accomplish was the new decoupling health insurance from employment. And we haven't done that yet, but we're well on our way, both locally and nationally. But for businesses to stand up and say, you know, the businesses that were investing in their social capital quite heavily to say, this isn't the right way to do this, was really impactful. Mm-hmm. So I think healthcare, when I was there, was one of the major focus areas.
You know,
we were Bruce was mentioning earlier about businesses that and Julie about businesses that kind of drifted away over disagreements. Were there businesses, Will Patton, when you were as an executive director, that were drawn to the idea of socially responsible business and some of the public policy stands that you were taking?
Sure. When I joined BBSR, it was already the largest, most active socially responsible business group in the country. More members doing more good things, and we were quite well known around the country. What I took as my mission was to grow the organization. I come from a Ben and Jerry's background, a couple of decades. When Ben said, business, if you want to make a difference in the world, business is the fulcrum that gives you the greatest leverage. I believed that then, and I believe it now. It's the largest institution in the world, bigger than the church and the government and the military. So I really was out to grow the organization and affect social change using business as the platform. So we did, one of the things I'm most proud of is the Vermont was the second state by a week, Maryland beat us, to adopt the benefit corporate charter, which extended the concept of fiduciary responsibility beyond earnings per share. So now in Vermont, there's the number of benefit corporations that can charter as such, and Vermont is growing every year. And that's a new legal model for doing business. We tried also to add some metrics to what social responsibility means in an attempt to prove that not only is it a moral imperative, but an economic imperative, that if you run a business in a socially responsible way, you'll do better. And now the B Lab people have taken that nationally and internationally and doing a great job with it. We tried to grow the organization, and we did grow the organization, and we ramped up a lot of our activities, and still ramping up, and it's still viable and still relevant and still growing.
When Will and I were working together, there was quite a move towards making it more. There was a perception that I think was incorrect, that BBSR was a cliquey organization that just certain members had been there forever and ever. But I know when Will and I were working together, we really focused on making it a fully statewide organization. And it remains that to this day. And there is another organization that I'm now board president of, which is Green America. They really look to VBSR, although Green America is a national organization, they look to VBSR for leadership.
Will Patton, you are now running a socially responsible restaurant in Hinesburg. Tell us a little about that, and what makes it different from any other restaurant?
Yeah, good question. At Ben & Jerry's, I worked with the scoop shops around the world trying to teach socially responsible business modeling, and then I worked with BBSR when hundreds and hundreds of small businesses trying to be socially responsible, and then I retired and said, what the hell, I might as well try one. So that's what I'm doing. And I can tell you it's very hard. It's very hard. Social responsibility comes at a cost for me, for instance, to pay a premium for local food, to pay a livable wage, puts my price points higher. I firmly believe that socially responsible businesses outperform other businesses over the long run. The lifespan of the business will be much greater. But in the short term, it's expensive. And so, there was always a question. At Ben & Jerry's, we used to say that we are successful not in spite of our social mission, but because of it. For small businesses, to support minimum wages and paid sick leave and stuff like that, it's a push. it comes at a cost. So
What's the single hardest thing about being socially responsible as you run a business now for the first time?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What do you find is the hardest thing about being socially responsible as you now run a business?
Making the investments in social environmental capital that you wouldn't have to make otherwise. You know, my restaurant is lit with LED bulbs. So it was a, you know, you make those kind of choices, how you spend your money, and it drives up your costs. I pay livable wages to all my employees. Most restaurants that I compete with do not. Is it good for the business? I don't know. Is it good for me? Like Julie said, is it part of my DNA? Absolutely. I wouldn't do it any other way.
Bruce Safer, can you talk a little bit about greenwashing? And, you know, there were some of the larger national organizations like Businesses for Social Responsibility were accused really of being, you know, kind of an umbrella for companies that really weren't doing the right thing. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I can talk about it from a different perspective. There's another organization called, national organization called the BALI, the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. And it's an organization of probably 100 organizations around the country of mutual self-help businesses that are looking to promote and support local ownership, local businesses, and their local economy. And they've looked at it differently as a way to help themselves work with local communities, work with the local government to build a local, a strong local economy all across the country. And I've mentored some of those community leaders, and there's a lot of interest at the local level to do the right thing, and they're doing the right thing. At a national level, you know, you could see companies that are national chains that say, well, you're a local alternative because they have a location maybe in your neighborhood. And so some of that goes on, but I think people get it. I'll give you another example. At the local food co-op in Burlington called City Market, people ask for local products. They want it, and they, you know, they go and work with the local suppliers throughout Vermont to get it. And so their business is being driven by it. And maybe some of the greenwashing is happening because if you look at the data over the last 20 years across the country, local organic has gone up significantly, and some of the companies want to get a piece of that because I think it's authentic for people that they want to support their local business. And I'll tie it back to the restaurant that Will has in Hinesburg. I recently spoke in Hinesburg, they're developing their long-term master plan for the city, and they're working on their economic development chapter as required by Vermont state law. And we met, I met with Bill McClay, who was one of the founding board members of VBSR. And where do we meet? But we met at Will's restaurant, and that was suggested by the people who work for the town and the volunteers in the on the committee, and they were proud of Will's restaurant, and it's a community center. And we talked about having a community meeting at the restaurant. So my sense is, as Will talked about it, it's a long-term strategy where there may be some costs or bumps, hiccups along the way, expenses, as Will talked about it, but it builds community. And now Hinesburg has 400 housing units that want to go into their community, and I would say in part because of Will's efforts to create community in the mayor downtown area.
Bruce, let me just add one. I know we're running out of time, but when I was ED, we merged with Local First Vermont, and local is socially responsible, and it's a perfect example of social responsibility because it costs more to buy local food. But for the environment, for the economy, for everybody, it is the best long-term investment you can make. So, you know, local BBSR and Local First Vermont are now one and the same, and the local economy in Vermont is really taking off and creating jobs and really helping the economy. And that is socially responsible.
Will, what is the name of your restaurant?
Hinesburg Public House. Thank you.
We've been referring to it as Will's Restaurant, but I don't think that's what's on the front. So, yeah. Hinesburg Public House. Julie Weinberger, you've mentioned, or it's been mentioned here, that Vermont, the VBSR, is the largest business for social responsibility in the country. That's no small feat for a small state like Vermont. What do you think it is about Vermont that has been such fertile ground for this movement?
Well, that's really an excellent question. Right now, VBSR represents 10% of Vermont's workforce. And I personally think it's because we feel in Vermont that we can make a difference. We have access to our politicians. We have access to our business leaders. People aren't hiding behind facades. You look at, for example, what Mary Powell did with Green Mountain Power, where it used to be layer upon layer upon layer to get to the higher echelons of the company. And she's just cut it right down so anyone who wants to and makes an appointment has access to the head of the company. And I see that sort of strategy throughout Vermont. I think we're a fiercely independent group of people who choose to live here. And we really have ideas about how communities can get along and work together.
We also have some real icon brands in Vermont that are, you know, known the world around, that are socially responsible, like Ben and Jerry's and Seventh Generation and King Arthur, and you know, there's just
supply, yeah, it's
dozens
a beautiful
of
list.
Yeah.
So let me ask Julie or Will here, as other groups perhaps have come to you for advice and guidance on kind of nurturing this social responsible business movement elsewhere. Julie, what advice would you give them from your experience here in Vermont?
I would say, and this, I'm about to start a second business in Vermont right now, I would say, you know, plan well, know what you're getting into, but follow your heart and follow your gut. Because we have so many examples of doing well by doing good, and that is what's going to help us as a human species evolve.
Right, and my advice would be that you need to reach out to the young entrepreneur and the startup businesses. It's not enough, you know, for a company that's making a lot of money and offering good benefits to be, you know, the figurehead of social responsibility. We need to get down to the young entrepreneurs that are starting businesses and get them involved in this movement.
And what I would say is there's a lot of resources out there to help people do that, whether or not it's VBSR providing, you know, mutual benefit, you know, talking to like types of businesses to help. But there's literally over 100 organizations throughout Vermont to help seed and build our economy. The next generation, we basically need to plant new acorns so in 20, 30 years we have new trees of businesses that are replacing the businesses that have a natural life cycle. And there's lots of organizations throughout Vermont, throughout every corner of the state, that can help people start up and expand and be very successful.
Well, Bruce Safer, you have the longest view of anyone on the line here, so we're going to defer to our elders. And since you were in at the founding 25 years ago of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, what are you proudest of that VBSR has accomplished in its 25-year lifespan?
I think what I'm most proud of is that we people came together and found common ground, helped each other be successful, and created an organization that shows other people that they could start a business or evolve their business in a way that's good for the community, that's good for the employees, that's good for the state, that's good for the economy, and that's good for the country. And I think that those values and principles apply across every state and in every country across the United States. And frankly, you know, in Burlington, you know, we had a tough time in the beginning, and we used those values, and our economy has done well. And we found like companies who wanted to do well in their community and work with them. And I was most proud of, frankly, getting to know the people throughout the state of Vermont who had same core values and are doing wonderful things within their community. Terry Eric from Terry Hemmings Motor News started an organization that is national to get their employees to go to the first day of school and work with their kids in their schools. And there's all of those kinds of things that have happened throughout Vermont and throughout the country that are, I think, admirable, but also best for the economy.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank all three of you, Julie Leinberger from LineSync, Will Patton, the owner of Hinesburg Public House, and Bruce Safer, an early founder of Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David, and well said, Bruce.
And tomorrow, again, is the 25th anniversary celebration at Flatbreads in Waitsfield at 5:30, and that'll do it for this week's Vermont Conversation. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Check us out at VermontConversation.com.
You have been listening to Vermont Conversations with David Goodman, made possible by Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility and its 750-plus members. Additional support is provided by National Life Insurance, for over 150 years working for a better tomorrow. By Fairpoint Communications, small businesses make it big with Fairpoint. By the Alchemist Brewery, serving Greater Waterbury and Vermont since 2003. And Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development. By the University of Vermont Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. And Green Mountain Power, partnering with customers to provide clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. Join us again next Wednesday at 1 o'clock for David Goodman's Vermont Conversations.
To Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev.